Hey, y'all, how we doing? This is John Swan, and it is good to get a chance to chat with you after, honestly, I don't remember the last time that I sat down and just got a chance to talk with you directly. I think it might have been the outros that we were doing in book one. Wow, how far have we come since then? Book two, sweet adventure with Kev that was only going to be 13 episodes. And then now book three, it's amazing. Before we begin, I do want to let you know that in the spirit of resting and relaxing, we Will Save have decided to not have any new releases on the following two Wednesdays from today. That is December 20th and December 27th. But you know it, the start of 2024, we are back on January 3rd with a brand new episode for you. Now, with all that said, of course, because it's us, this won't be the last time that you hear from us in 2023. Until then, we at Will Save hope that you can enjoy a season of rest and relaxation, of closing and bringing things to an end and enjoying time in whatever way you love to do that. You deserve it. Come let us know what you're getting up to over on our Discord at discord.willsavethepodcast.com. And as always, thank you for being the best fans and friends of our show. You are always welcome at our table. Enjoy episode 89. That's what we were singing beforehand. That was a fun time. Welcome to Will Save the Podcast, everybody.
Whoa.
That was my super strong intro. Yeah.
That was a weird intro, bud.
It was good. Should we take it again?
Yeah. No, I don't really care.
I think we should roll it.
Yeah, I know. That was a fun time. That was a good time. Yeah.
Was that the time?
No, yeah, no.
That John started the show off really weird.
I literally don't know what happened or what was said. It was confusing, but I'm glad it happened.
He's saying a song that nobody knows.
Oh, it's like, whoa.
You know that song.
I started.
Yeah, it's a good song. Thanks, Will.
No, I think you're singing a different song.
This is a different song.
The podcast, everybody. I am John Swan, joined by my talented singers, Kelly Gilliam, Benny Rodriguez, Kevin Decker. And our lead, Will Garrett, who started off.
I'm very serious. If you're listening to us for the first time, it gets better than what just happened.
Yeah, I swear. Definitely. So 100%.
Stick around. Don't run away.
I don't know what it does. I think that's peak 100%.
Okay. No.
Wow.
No. Okay. I swear. Cool. All right. Anyway. Yeah.
But if you're listening for the first time, thank you for listening.
Much better. Go back to a different episode. Yeah.
I sound much better in karaoke lounge with Kelly.
I just have to say, John and I are in the same room.
Thanks. Wait, what happened with Will?
I was just saying, if our singing sounds way better in a karaoke lounge in Koreatown.
Yeah.
Good. We should stream it.
I'm down. Kev, what were you going to say?
I just want to let everybody know that John and I are in the same room. I can really touch it.
What's this disembodied hand?
Wait, you've been at his house for a week? Just chilling out like in his room?
A whole week.
Right. Oh my god.
Yep. He hasn't let him out of his
shirt
office
too.
At all.
You're disgusting, Kevin.
Yeah, dude.
Change your shirt.
Don't take a shower. Their welcome.
Did you? Oh, yeah. It's been a week. I can't remember.
Where do you poop? Right. Do you just
you pray?
Do you just use the quarter?
I've been in California for over a week.
Yeah.
If Kevin has any god, it's a god of chaos, like Loki or something. I feel I don't know
maybe,
if he prays.
Maybe I'm just an avatar for your god of chaos, Kelly.
You're the avatar for him. Okay, I don't worship the god of chaos, but I do understand that he's there. And if you're the avatar, I can sort of... Oh, shut the fuck up, Kevin. No. No way. I've been on multiple trips with you. I can resist the chaos.
Can anyone? Let's just go ahead and jump right into play, because I really want to play some Starfinder. Tantalizing banter, top tier, grade A banter aside.
It was literally 5 minutes.
I would love to just start in on the end. Fine. You all down?
I hope that, sure, whatever. Let's do it.
Wow. So much enthusiasm.
I mean, did you guys hear about the R4T puzzle thing? No? Okay.
What is it?
The Ramsey problem.
We're all in here now.
No,
Kev. Shh. Remain.
Just like brush his lips, like shh.
So, bit of a new event here on Tyrkalis Base, as the four of you, well, two of you have woken up. One of you definitely woken up. Unclear if the other one was woken up. By a knock on the door at 7 a.m. Colin is asked by a medical assistant, Sharon Silverton, to come over for their medical exam and quick debrief. I asked the other players to leave the room when Colin went into the restricted area and go back for his debrief. After that, you all came back. Colin was doing a little sharing, show and tell about what happened. And here's Fabricius was asked by Silverton to come back.
Yeah.
Had some good questions, some good dialogue between Dr. OK, Colin, Rick 19, trying to suss out what did that mean? What do those questions mean? What's the purpose of some of the requests from the stewards? And with that, I will, hopefully this will be a little quicker, but I want to come back to Tyrkalis Base, where Here's 19 is about to walk back into the restricted area.
Here's
19. Here's Fabricius. Yeah, I did call you Here's 19. Here's 19, Fabricius. Oh. And I will once again, hopefully it won't be as long. We'll see. I don't know. Could be. But I will ask for Colin. Although, Colin, you've been back, but so if you want to stay, I don't know, it's up to you. But I will ask for Kev and Will to at least quickly just step out for close to 5 minutes.
Yeah. John, remember that it's the situation is the middle name.
Is it cool?
Team. Oh, you're right.
Just reminding me. Is it?
Yeah. So wait, where's the situation in his name?
Should I? Do I have to leave? Or, like, can I just...
You don't have to leave. I mean, I don't think, like, you can, like, sit here. I don't know what you can see, so you're fine.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take off my headphones.
Yeah, it's fine. All right, so. Here's the situation for Fabricius. You see before you a well-lit hallway similar to the design language of the hallway behind you, maybe 40 feet. You see three doors that are along, one at the other end of the hall, two on either side. Yeah. Do you walk in?
Yeah. Okay. He just walks in.
The door behind you shuts. You hear it lock. You see Silverton stop in front of the first door on your right, just 10 feet up. Heavy metal, again, hallway that is the same as all the others. But the door, he reaches over with his thumb, and the door unlocks, and the door opens. Silverton walks into a state-of-the-art laboratory. While you do not have as much medical experience as Colin Edenbrand, you are able to notice that this is a very... advanced lab, not like research wise, but they have a lot of really important equipment that they can use to diagnose and test a lot of things. Five beds across the other side, the outer perimeter of the room that look like really quality. Like you would get a good night's sleep in those beds. And in the bottom southwest corner, you see a semi-translucent kind of wall partition and some arches to go in on either side of it. You can see the outline of Dr. Noden's sitting in a chair. You see the gray hair sticking up above. And Soberton looks over and says, please just take a seat. I'm going to go ahead and get everything ready. Dr. Nunes will come out.
Right. Hears chooses the bed to the right of the doorway.
Okay.
He comes in.
Okay. Soberton walks back and Dr. Nunes comes out and says, good morning. Hello. It's good to see you here. How are you feeling? Hey. How did you sleep?
I slept fairly decent, Dr. Nodens.
Great.
It's good to see you again.
It's always wonderful to see you here. I'm so delighted that you're just happy, and you must be a morning person, right? No?
Well, yeah. You have to get up early to get a lot done, you know what I mean?
You do. Great
yeah,
point. All right.
I can see that you share my point of view.
I do.
May I ask, Doctor?
Yeah.
I have something that I'm going to add to you. You can see perhaps that one of my antennas clipped. I'd like to ask you a couple questions about that in the course of our word I'm looking for? Inspection.
Sure. So, so it's going to start out with a quick exam. Silverton's just going to do some basic, test checks, looking at your body. Obviously, we'll investigate that and write that all down. And then, if it's all right, we are going to take your blood. Totally feel free. If you do not want to contribute, that's fine. But that's part of our standard exam. And then we will answer some questions over in the interview room. She points to a door in the southeast corner of the room.
So okay, is that a psychological analysis or something like that, or a psychological examination that goes on over there, or what is that?
So Silverton starts examining you, touching your knee, very polite, checking your heart, looking at your antenna, looking kind of just all over your carapace, everything. It's not quite a psychological exam. I don't know if we'll need to go there. It's more just about learning more about you, about the experience that you had, recording that, and then, like I said, we'll study it. And if there's anything else, then I will absolutely let you know. But this is very easy. This is very just get to know you, introductory. Just want to chat with you about it.
Okay.
Silverton finishes their exam and holds out a syringe.
Would you like to? Is it all right if I take some of your blood?
Could I leave that to the end of the examination? I'd have a couple questions that I'd like to ask first before surrendering that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Sure. Sure.
And Dr. Nunes walks over and says, please come on in, and opens the southeast door. Yeah. She walks in. There's a small, austere room. It's clean. And it's lit by the angry landscape outside. But inside, with the morning light, there's just a playful dance of lights that's on the small white table in the middle of the room, four chairs around it, and a black couch in the corner. That looks pretty comfy. She walks over and says, I'm happy to sit wherever you're most comfortable. I do like sitting in the couch. We have a pretty healthy budget here, as you can see. So I like to lounge here or take a nap here. But please sit wherever you'd like.
I'll take the couch. Thanks.
Okay, great. And if it's okay, Silverton walks in. I'm going to have Silverton record and take some notes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, great. Looks over and nods at Silverton, who presses a little recording button. All right, so I would just like to let's just start off with some easy questions. Just state your name and tell me where you are from.
My name is Here's Fabricius. My friends sometimes call me the situation, and I don't quite remember where I was born, but as a young bug, I kind of hopped around on various pirate ships, you know, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I started off. I had just sort of different, what's the word I'm looking for? Proxy families and so on. Not proxy, but you know what I mean? Not official.
And as you're thinking back, here's some of those memories. Yeah, you're like, you know, I don't quite know where I was born. The more you reach back, the harder it is to remember. The further back you go, the harder it is to remember.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything significant about your career with the pirates or in your childhood that you want to share or talk about here? I'd be happy to listen.
I'm saying this to you because your records, there are other records about me that you may or may not know about. So it's fine. I wasn't, when I was a kid and I was on these pirate ships, they weren't part of the Free Captains Network. It was different, but I eventually became a member of the Free Captains and was a captain there as well. Well, became a captain first when I joined them. The stewards and I made a deal, not long ago. Any sort of criminal history that I have has been absolved, and I've worked with the stewards on a couple missions to mutual benefit and the benefit of some others as well. So we've had a healthy cooperation in the past.
Again, as you're trying to remember back to them, it gets a little foggy, but you're like, yeah. She doesn't seem like she quite knew that, and you can tell that in their notes there are a lot of, you know, labels and things. She's clearly read a lot, and that missed her inspection. Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, that's not good.
Don't worry. This is a safe space. You know, as you said, you've worked with stewards. Definitely understand. Thank you for sharing that. All right, so let's get more to some more recent events. Can you tell me how you arrived here? Walk me through the events that brought you here. Kind of share your story with me. And you, Kelly, can roleplay however much or little you'd like. If you just want to give me very high level, that's fine too. Or if you want to go a little more in depth about something in particular, see where the moment takes you.
May I ask first, what are you trying to figure out?
What am I?
Why
trying
are you
to
taking down? I'm guessing you've talked to some of my teammates. Is that correct?
I've only talked, I mean, I can't say who, but I've only talked to one of them so far, but I am planning on speaking with all of them, yes.
Okay. Yeah, what's your goal here?
Well, honestly, we're trying to get everyone's account of what happened. It seems like these grays, it's not the first time she's used that word. It seems like these grays certainly were part of something, and as we're putting together the facts and I'm understanding more of what happened on the Periton side, right, and from the stewards and from Shay, who was there, it's also really important to know, I don't know what happened, what your stories are. I have what they have told me and you have told them and they've found out, but I don't have your story, so I would like to understand more of what you went through so we can then use that for, you know, defending or whatever needs to happen as we figure out this gray threat. She really leans into that word.
I see. He's just going to roll a sense motive. It seems to check out, but it makes sense. Okay. Well, he's got to believe it because it's only a 3. So
yeah, he does. Hook, line, and sinker. It's good.
He's like, oh wow, gee golly, you guys are the best.
Yeah, wow, this tell is you the best everything. Exam I've ever been in.
Yeah. Can totally trust you. Well, I certainly don't mind helping be part of the effort against the Greys. I found my way onto the ship called the Chimera, and there we encountered a crew who were not being controlled by the Greys, but had some kind of kill switch in them.
Oh, okay.
And so they were all shut off, basically. I don't know, their brains exploded or something. And then we had to get off that ship in a rush, ended up on an asteroid where some of your crew found us.
Yeah.
We encountered, I think, one gray in a brain lab who was collecting brains for some experiment, our brains, and then a gray bounder. Are you familiar with those?
Not a gray bounder, but make sure you get, are you getting all this, Silverton? And Silverton gives that tired nod of like, yes, I am getting everything here. It is also being recorded. Don't worry. You know, like, yeah.
So the continue. Other individual that you spoke with didn't tell you about the Greybounder?
I, again, to protect, you know, confidentiality, I'll just say that not as much was said about that, no.
All right, well, there was a gray bounder. It's like a gray dog kind of thing. It has a tail. Okay. Can apparate through walls and so on. And, yeah, it was not fun. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little alarming that he didn't tell you whoever he was, but yes. There you go.
He gives you, like, a big wink.
Oh, my God.
There's another mystery in our crew. I see. I did undergo a medical examination. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's the long and short of it. I hope you don't mind my not divulging too many details. But
sure.
Anything I think that's applicable to you, it will just be about that. There's kill switches in people's brains that the Greys control.
Okay.
We think there might be a simulation going on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We
don't know.
I don't know what that means. No. I don't know what that means. But
We just don't find out. We can't trust anyone. You understand?
Okay. Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you were controlled by the Greys, then we're thinking some people were controlled by the Greys. If that includes you, then you would already know this. That's why I'm saying this.
Oh.
But there you go. Okay. I wish you luck in your endeavors. But
thank you.
Yeah.
Do you stand up you're just done?
No. He puts his hands on his knees as if he's going to, but then he relaxes and thinks, hey, do you have any armor that I could borrow? Because, you know, we're going to encounter these Greys again, and I'm sure we're going to be helping.
Sure.
In some capacity.
That's not my wheelhouse. That's not my
person. Who do I talk to?
I mean, probably Shay.
Okay. Great. He's been a fat load of help so far.
Maybe Liara. I'm not sure. Okay, well, I think that's all for me. One last question. Do you have any secrets? Just kidding.
Actually, yeah. I have a question for you, please.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. And she stands up as if to kind of signal that things are wrapping up.
Yeah, they're wrapping up. I get it. But, so what can you tell us in your investigations with the Greys?
I will be able to divulge most of that after I at least have a chance to sit down with all of you at least one time again. I might need to talk with one of you once or twice more to understand everything, but I can divulge some of that information soon.
Oh my God, I'm glitching out.
I know.
Oh God, what's happening to you?
That's all right.
Well, I feel really.
It's okay. Let's just keep going.
No. I feel extremely silly because now I just realized that I missed the entire f-ing last arc.
Yeah, so, and by the way, we were kidnapped by Grace at one point, and me and the Paratons and everyone, we were abducted by them,
okay.
And they messed with our bodies, and they clipped off half my antenna, and can you help me with that or not?
Yes, I absolutely can. So,
can you fix it?
Please come back in. Yeah, okay, cool. Wow, okay. Yeah, here, let's go ahead and have you come back and just have you sit down. Soberton, how did you miss this? She's like blaming Soberton for not doing anything about it. How
yes,
did you miss
Soberton.
This? Okay, come on. All right, please just come sit down
him.
For a second. And
I'm going.
Yeah. So Soberton says, I don't know if I can regrow or do anything here. It would help if I could get your blood. Otherwise, I can probably just topically see what there is here, and then
what
get
are you
going to
do with
about
my blood, buddy?
Possibly try and use it to maybe regenerate. I don't know, or at least find something to understand more about what happened there.
But what else were you hoping to find out about with the blood? Like what else were you doing?
Yeah. It's just standard protocol. You can say no if you'd like. That's fine.
Can I examine
your antenna?
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get back to you on that? I got to consult with my team before I give out any bodily fluids.
Yeah.
I hope you understand.
Of course. All right. He is able to look at it, determine that there's, if there's no pain there, he says that he's going to be personally invested. I'm going to do my best. And Dr. Noden peeks out and says, thank you again, Hears, as the door opens. And he walks out, leading you out. And as he is leading you back, I'm going to message and have people. As he is leading you back, to the rooms, he says, I'm going to be personally invested in understanding what's going on here, because I am so sorry about that. That is just horrible. I would not want that at all. So I will make sure that we find something to help you out, definitely.
Well, thanks, because literally none of my crew understands. They're all like, oh, wow, I got like a piece of my kidney removed or something like that, but it's not some glaring visual issue. You know what I mean? And this like talking out loud thing is no joke. All right, Silverton, I'm not kidding. You understand how privacy works with us. You get the telepathy thing, right?
Yeah.
All right. See to it that you please figure out what the hell's going on and maybe like a way to like fix that.
Sure. Okay.
Well, appreciate it. Who are you talking to next, by the way?
Well, I believe this is Dr. Okatis's room, right? So I want to talk to Dr. Okatis.
Mm. All right. Here's like stands at the end of the hallway to like wait for them to go by.
Okay. And could everybody come back? Come back. I'm going to message here and say, come back. Will, come back. William, come back.
Do, 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 do. Oh, it's a cat.
Will, come back.
Will with a cat.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. That sound is a cat.
No, it's me. Surprise! Gotcha!
Oh my god. I had no idea.
Come on back, Will, with your cat. Oh, he's giving us a one up. Vinny, are you back? I haven't heard your voice. Okay, cool. He's back.
Hi.
He's back. Hi.
Just looking at Cologne.
All right, what'd I miss?
So.
I missed somebody taking notes because no one is taking notes.
So, as Will puts his headphones back on. So, what you. Rick 19 and Dr. OK and Colin. Silverton walks in front. It looks like your door's open, so walks in front. And Tears is behind him in the hall and says, Hey, everyone. I'm going to need a Dr. Okatis to join me, if you please.
What is the nature of this request?
So this is just, it's the general checkup and dialogue debrief with Dr. Nodens.
Sure.
Okay, it's pretty quick. It's been another 45 minutes to an hour. I'm calling it 9 to make it easy.
Very well. I suppose there's no choice, right? I can't not go?
If you would like to not go, I no one's ever really not come. It's pretty easy and straightforward. If that makes you uncomfortable, then
I can see
what we can do, but okay, I would prefer that you come. Listen, it's probably pretty easy. It's pretty quick.
My safe word is flabbergast.
Okay. Got it. There's like a small chuckle, like that is very funny, and he's just trying to keep his cool. He's like, okay, yeah, good. Okay.
As the doc walks by, here's is gonna roll because he has to roll right now because of his clip thing. So he passes and can silently say to the doctor, Doc, I didn't give him any blood. They're gonna ask you for that. I don't know. I recommend holding off on it personally. But you're a doctor, you know better than I do.
Thanks for the fades
off in your mind.
I've been down here before.
Oh, that's great. And you look over and you see Red in the security office, and you see Sylvania standing in front.
Hey, I get to go back there. I think I'm going. Am I going back there?
As you walk up, the door doesn't open at first, and then it does open because Red sees you, and then Red's like, "Oh, hey,
yeah, good to see you.
How's
again.
It going?
Hey,
it's good to see you, Doctor. Okay, well, okay, well, have a good time.
What?"
Enjoy the view. Okay. All right. Press the button and it closes. Before we go in, Doctor, okay, here's Rick and Colin. Is there anything that you want to do as y'all are talking?
Yeah. Yes. Here's is definitely going to meet up with Colin and Rick.
Okay.
ASAP.
Why don't we step into the group?
Hey, Rick. Which one of you talked to them? I was told one of you did. Or maybe, yeah.
Hi. Hello. That was me.
Hey, it was you? Oh, God, hey. What did you tell them?
Have you two met before?
Shut up, Rick.
Pierce has never seen a human.
Shut up, Rick. Oh my god. Why don't you go kill some puppies, okay? Like, just get out of here and, like, go do what you do best and shut up.
Or, Rick, can you turn your humor setting up a little bit? I think we might need more.
Wait, let me see if I can roll a computer's check on Rick.
His eyes get no brighter, but his smile grows.
Okay, cool.
So creepy.
I'm just picking up from.
Here's what you tell them. All right, good talk.
All right, it is. And we'll let that go for a second. It's Here's video disappeared, and I'm not, or Kelly's video disappeared. Not sure what happened there. We come back. Dr. OK, you see Silverton look at Sylvania, hold out the card, and Sylvania reaches back and uses her thumb to unlock the door, and then the door opens, and she steps aside to let Silverton walk through. And Silverton beckons for you to follow. As you walk by, Sylvania looks and nods at you. You were able to make a good joke and kind of land a nice, you know, a nice start of just like a friendly, like, hello. You walk into the restricted area. It is probably 50 feet long. You see three doors, two on the right, one at the end of the hallway. At the end of the hallway, it curves left. You can't see where it goes.
Do you want me to put my headphones back on?
Yes.
Somebody can say no.
Bye, Kelly. And we'll see whenever Kelly comes back. And you hear the door lock behind you. And then as you start to move forward, Silverton stops at that first door, holds out their thumb, the door unlocks. And then they open the door and they walk in. And he turns back and says, please, come in, Dr. OK.
Oh, you wanted me to come in? Yeah, sorry.
Yes, this door. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks.
And then the door shuts behind you. So you walk in. It is a state of... Oh, Bernice, I expect that you will come as well.
Oh,
Bernice. Whoops. Yeah. Way to just try and go down to get a view of the rest of the map. That was a Will special.
She has a mind of her own.
Bernice, you see that the hallway extends for probably another 80 feet and seems to open up into just an opening probably 60 to 80 feet down. And then you got called back. Classic Will.
Bernice, did you lose your way?
Open the
door so she can get in, dude.
Yeah. Come on in.
Okay.
So, Silverton says, all right, so please take a seat wherever you'd like.
You see that the beds are very quality. The room is state of the art. There are probably a lot of things that you recognize that you might have seen. Are we talking
Hyatt or Four Seasons?
We're talking Hyatt. Okay. It's not like a high-grade research facility. It is just a very well-done, state-of-the-art thing. As Colin said, probably more than they need. But there is a lot there to diagnose a lot of different things. Yeah,
nice,
a
lot of different technologies. Nice facility you got here.
Thanks. Yeah, we're very fortunate.
I've been so impressed by everyone that works here. They've just been so... forthcoming with the details about everything that goes on in here.
Is that the voice of Dr. Okatis?
Dr. Bodens, how are you?
It's always good to get to work with somebody who I can see as a colleague, right?
Yeah.
Reaches out to shake your hand.
Sure.
Yeah. And squeezes your hand.
It's a slimy sort of tentacle that he reaches out, and I would imagine she's just being polite. You know, but she like a little off-putting.
She squeezes
it. It's covered in slime. It's oozing.
She tries to just commit, you know. Yeah, she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay. So
this is very easy. This is very quick. Mm. So Silverton is just going to do a quick exam, very straightforward, physical, simple. You probably know it pretty well. You've done it a million times, I'm sure.
I don't know if I have.
Okay. All right. Maybe you have.
Maybe I've never. I don't know how you guys do your medical examinations, but
Fair. Fair. Yeah. I don't know what they do on Pabak, so yeah, who knows? Okay.
Well, I could tell you if you really want to know how we do it on Pabak.
I do. I would love to hear that. Tell me in just a few minutes, because, and she points back to the open door at the southeast corner, past the partition that you see on the southwest corner where she can go in. It's like a little desk area, right? And she says, we're going to go in there in just a few minutes and we can just chat about everything. So I would love to hear that. And then she starts to talk to you just kind of offhand. And just says, like, okay, give me just one sec. I'm going to just go finish up some files, and then Silverton's going to check you out. Silverton does a very simple check of, based on the, yeah, with the eyes, roughly with the heart. You can tell Silverton doesn't know Osharu physiology and biology.
Gastropod physiology is a mystery best served sticky.
I can see that. There's like there's goo all over their hands. And they go through that, writing down quick notes, kind of just checking. Seems like Dr. Nodens is very excited to get to talk to you. If it's all right, I'd like to take some of your fluid, so then that way we have that on record, and in order to determine to make sure that you don't have anything, any foreign bodies or any foreign diseases as well that you might have brought. Feel free to say no.
Yes. I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline that, given that my protective mucus itself is sort of a personal thing that, well, you see, Osharu biology is quite fascinating, and we're mostly water. So what you'd be sampling would be maybe some exterior soft tissue that is protected. It wouldn't really actually be me. Like, it just, listen, we don't need to go down that road.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Totally understand. That's totally okay. Not a problem. And Dr. Nolan pops out and says, already? Okay, wonderful, let's go. And claps her hands very excitedly, walking across the room down to the door. And Silverton waits for you to head over there. And she walks in.
Where are we going again? This interrogation room?
Points. No, it's just an interview room. It's not an interrogation room. Okay. Bernice, please, come on in.
And Dr. Nodens, you see that she is standing next to a couch. The room is small, austere, clean. There is a small white table with four chairs around it, and there's a couch. Outside, you can see that the angry, fiery landscape of Pharos is churning. Inside, the light from the morning and all the lava is just playing on the table and playing on the floor. It's a nice view. It's probably the best view you've had of the outside so far, other than at the end of each corridor.
Well, can I take a picture of this or what?
I mean, it's a
do you want to do a selfie with me?
View. No, that's okay. That's okay. Dr. O'Kay, please feel free to sit wherever you'd like. We do like using the couch because we have a healthy budget here, but feel free to sit wherever is most comfortable. And for you, is this your colleague? Compatriot? She points to Bernice.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you sit at the table.
I mean, yeah, why not? It's a nice table. So, I don't want to get anything on your nice couch, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah, sure, of course. And then Silverton walks in. She says, if it's all right, Silverton will just be recording and taking notes, so that way I can focus on talking to you and keep it easy.
Yeah.
So Silverton sits on the couch. All right. Well, let's just start with something easy. Okay. This is going to be a very quick chat. I am just interested in kind of what you're thinking, a little bit of your history. You know, we learned a lot from Shay, and we're still learning and talking to the Peritons. We don't know much about your experience with the Grace. So, but before we get there, sorry, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, kind of excited. Let's just start off with some easy questions. Can you just state your name and tell me where you're from?
I am Dr. Kantu Okadis from the capital city of Javom on Pabak. I am a biomedical researcher.
Okay. Pabak, Javom. I've heard it's lovely.
Yeah, well, I mean, inside the crystal domes, it's quite nice, but it's a very collegiate atmosphere. I'm surprised you've not read any of our publications.
Well, you know, I've read them. I just haven't had a chance to go. I would just love to go. It would be great to go to the Hall of Mysteries.
It'd be a great place for a researcher and an academically enriching experience.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, is there anything about your time there, your upbringing, your childhood, education? Anything that you want to share that was particularly important to you?
As a neonate, I was first prize in my... how far back do you want to go?
However, Dr. O'Kay starts telling
like literally every childhood story that he has.
Amazing. Okay. I love it.
And they're all really mundane, boring. Like they're kind of like, that's what I learned how to use a syringe for the first time.
And a graduated cylinder. Yeah. Got you. Amazing.
Yeah.
She seems with rapt attention. Really? All of it. You can tell Silverton is like, you can just see.
She being genuine?
You can just see that she's like very curious about everything you talked about. Silverton is like, has like shifting a lot, has been recording, stopped taking notes a little bit as time goes on, because you probably talk for 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, then
minutes,
I was
right?
a juvenile slug. After about a couple of brood cycles, and then, As I got into my formative years in collegiate study, I really became my own.
Yeah. Amazing. She is like enthralled. She's like, great. Thank you for being just so forthcoming.
Yeah.
It's not often that people are so willing to share so much of themselves. Mm. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that, Dr. Okay. Okay. Well, now, okay. Coming back to more recent events, right? Tell me walk me through how you got to Tyrkalis, through the events, how you were feeling. Share that story with me.
I was looking for a colleague of mine who left our home planet quite hastily. He's very dear to me, and
Is that the Bushdakis that you were talking about?
Yes. I mentioned it. I'm
assuming that you brought it up.
Especially during my collegiate matriculation, we grew very close. And, So I was surprised to see him leave in such a manner. And I took it upon myself to come here and find him. And, in doing so, we left from a station on... I forget where it was.
You're talking about Liberty Station?
Yes, Liberty Station. And then, I boarded a ship to get to Absalom and turned out to not be anything that we've seen. And forgive me for saying it, it's what, It's strange to be brought in here and now have to discuss it further. It's like reliving a bad memory.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I did not mean to make you relive this per se. That was not quite what I was hoping for.
We encountered Grays, who
Legacy Station. I knew as soon as I said it, I was like, that's not right.
Liberty.
Sorry.
It's Legacy.
Legacy Station. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah, we boarded a vessel there that turned out to not be a vessel at all. In fact, it was some some ship of legend, I think, that fell out of... What was the ship name?
Well, it was the Chimera, but you found other...
Pieces of the what?
Star Dream 2.
Yes, you heard of that Star Dream 2 many years, many moons ago that I'm sure...
I don't recall. No.
If you studied up on your extragalactic adventures, you might find a Star Dream 2 somewhere, and that just mysteriously disappeared. I think the Greys may have abducted it and turned it into their sinister lab of deceit and experimentation.
Wow. Okay.
That's how we found ourselves to actually be upon Outpost Omicron, as we've come to know it. Okay.
So you left this Chimera Star Dream ship, and you were in
we
this
thought
outpost
we did.
Omicron? Okay.
We turns out we were in some sort of simulated environment that was controlled on Outpost Omicron, it seems. We fled the ship in what we thought was a fiery blast, only to find that we were in escape pods that were something out of an animatronic nightmare.
Make sure you get that, Silverton. Silverton, are you getting that? And Silverton is now more paying attention after your first set of stories.
It reminded me a lot of that time back when I was a young lad playing tricks and treats at this festival of All Hallows Eve. You ever heard of that ancient thing?
Silverton leaves back.
No, I haven't. But please continue about just. So you left in a fiery explosion, and then you were in Outpost Omicron. More time to talk about that later, I'm sure. But please continue with the story. She's like trying to keep you on track.
Yes, we fought some Greys. We lost one of our, one of the mates on board. And
okay.
Yeah, he was. I think he was torn up by some sort of dinosaur-looking creature.
Wow. And what was their name? Your mate?
Nick. Wait, I'm trying to remember his name.
Nicholas. Okay, got it.
No, what was the character's
name? Nico Ryan.
Nico. Yeah.
Nico. Okay. Nico. Wow. Very unfortunate. I can see why recounting this is it's very traumatic for you, but I appreciate the strength that you have to continue to the good of what we're doing here. Yeah.
Remind me of somebody back when I was younger. I'm trying to remember her name. What was it?
Well, it might come to you later as you're talking through things, right? There might be something else
might
that
do,
reminds
might not.
You of them. Yeah, that's... That's very true.
That was good.
Okay. Sorry. So you were talking about your mate, Nico, that unfortunately did not make it off of Outpost Omicron, it seems.
Yeah.
Like.
He suffered a final blow outside of, some hallway of misfit horrors that the Greys have concocted to experiment on people.
Wow. Okay. Okay, and then what happened next?
She is, like, enthralled. She's living for this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll tell her about,
everything else.
Yeah, everything else. Okay. So, I don't know how you want me to actually...
That's up to you.
An Akishti Rivner who was actually...
Dangerous.
Not... A Rivner? Well, he was and he wasn't. He had all his faculties. He wasn't enraged. He'd been experimented on. We found Colin, who you've probably talked to, in some plants of the Veracinea variety. You know? That sort of thing. And then we fought a radioactive troll while Shay was trying to, I don't know, do something, not helping us.
Okay. Oh, well, Shay was busy doing what the stewards needed to do. That's actually part of the reason why it's very good to speak with you and to speak with the four of you to know
more
of your story. Because honestly, without your story, then we only have one side of what happened, and we're fortunate.
Once we got off out of the outpost, we got onto the Void Crier, and things got even frankly more frightening than before.
Okay.
The whole ship got turned upside down by these alien greys. Colin hypnotized us to remember half our memories. Some of us...
Hypnotized you? Wow.
Yeah, a little hokey magic, I don't know. But I'm not sure about the veracity of its science, but it seemed to do the trick.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had good luck with it before. So,
oh, yeah. Wow. You're skilled in hypnosis, huh?
It has been one of the tools that we have used. Oh, yeah. Wow. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Tell me more about yourself.
Oh, I will soon enough. You know, I have my own story.
Don't be bashful.
Please continue, and then happy to talk.
Oh,
about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I told you about that time I used to be a pilot. I was flying around. I used to deliver mollusks to the different. Research facilities on Javom. I was like I dropped off things call them door dashers on my planet, but I've heard that used around. You? I think they called them
Do Osharu's Dash?
Yeah, no, we just sort of you know, meander.
Mosey. Meander, Mosey, yeah, of course. Anyway, sorry, back to if we could just put a little pause on
there. Sure.
If we could come back to your time on the ship, you're talking about Colin using this hypnosis successfully, and then from there...
Yeah, we started recovering memories of these greys interfering on the ship. They were abducting us and placing inside some of the other crew members... hypnotic suggestions and experiments to condition them. And in doing so, we stumbled upon, a way to sort of fight back. And in that moment, they took control of all of their hosts on board the ship and started to violently attack us. We were able to subdue... all of them, and those of us who weren't affected by it were able to help. Well, myself piloting, as you know, as a meanderer,
of course,
on Pivac, I was naturally, you know, it's been a while since I piloted anything, but we were desperate, and we fought back, found our way here.
Wow. Did you get all that, Silverton?
Yes. Yes, I definitely did.
Let me tell you about that time, though, when I was back in college.
It has been now 2 hours, I'm going to say. It has been a longest by far. And she looks over and says, I would love to hear more about this.
Yes.
Dr. O.K.
I was just about to go over, when I was first a brood... neonate, I was only feeding on twigs and some small berries. That's when I really first came to experience what it meant to interact with the outside world. Because until then, right?
She starts to stand up. He starts to kind of stand up. They are listening and nodding, but you can tell at this point you have lost her a little bit. She was very enthralled with what you're saying before, and now she's like kind of just trying to be polite, you know?
If you ever want to know about slug physiology, let me tell you about it.
Oh, I would love to. Maybe perhaps...
see this right here? So, this is called the keel. Yeah.
The keel. I did know that. But... I would like to talk to you about it some more. I'm probably going to have some more questions for you, definitely. So maybe we can chat about it tomorrow or something. I need to go over all this wealth of information that you've given me, which just between you and me and the wall doesn't acknowledge Silverton. Just between you and me and the wall, you've been the most forthcoming out of everyone that I spoke with. And I really appreciate it. I mean, just... And she is like... very, like, she took pleasure in talking to you. All right. Silverton starts to walk out and kind of lead you out. All right, I'm gonna go actually lead you back to your room, Doctor. Okay. And your companion, and then that was it.
No and more questions. You didn't want to. Do you want to learn about what a Limacidae is, or any of the other fascinating parts of biomedical research on Pabak? Are you sure?
I do. I
mean, you have the facility here. I would really love to take a look at what you got behind that desk there. Oh, I mean, of course, this I haven't seen anything. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, it is. It is very state of the art.
Do you get HBO in this?
We are unfortunately pressed for time a little bit. I was very happy to go over. Why don't we do this? I will talk to you tomorrow, Dr. OK, and then we can go from there. And Silverton is kind of beckoning for you to come out.
Do you think we could message the Pabak homeworld?
Message the Pabak homeworld. You know, they keep communications here pretty controlled, but I'm also, that's not my purview. So I would ask.
Who do I talk to about that?
Good question. I would ask Shay or Liara, anybody. They're probably the two best. Maybe even Narla. Narla might even know more because Shay's busy with the reactor. So maybe Narla's.
Reactor? What's he busy with the reactor for? That piques his interest, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, that's part of what he does as the chief engineer here. So making sure everything is working well.
Whoa.
And then Silverton kind of beckons you to come out, and you hear the door slide open.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
And Dr. Noden stands next to the bed and just says, Dr. OK, I really... Or she actually is more... formal. Dr. Okatis, I am very, very glad to get to speak with you. It was a pleasure, and kind of looks and nods at Bernice and you two as well, you know. And then I will unlock the door.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, is Bernice not there?
No, I mean, okay. Yeah. I was going to have her interface with a computer.
If you, if you want to try to do that, you can try to do that.
I won't.
Okay,
it's too complicated. Let's just get this done.
It's all good.
The door shuts. Again.
You hear the door behind you. Sylvania doesn't say anything, and Silverton starts to lead Sylvania, you back down the hall.
What gives?
What do you mean?
She doesn't say anything.
I mean, she looks at you, nods, doesn't say anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean. Yeah. Been a long day, huh? Just nods. Okay.
Silverton is walking back and says, Dr. K, I really have to say, you had a lot to share, but thank you again.
You know, if you ever wanted to learn more about Pabak, you could visit your local library. Sure. Come talk to me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be great. I'd love to talk to you some more.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it sounds like you're probably going to have some time with Dr. Noden's tomorrow, so maybe I can ask you a couple questions. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And walk back, and I'm not quite sure what Colin and Hears and Rick 19 are up to. We will see as Rick 19 steps back into the room, but Dr. OK comes back. Hey, buddy. And is Colin there? Do we have Colin on the line here?
Colin! Come back.
Do we have Hears on the line?
Come back.
Come back.
Hears.
Because they're only listening. I'm in John's room, so you saw me come in the door and rub his shoulders. Try to look over your shoulders like to see the
sound. That was so rude.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I can watch the tape back and see. We need Kelly to come back, but...
Kelly, come back.
Come back.
Yeah, we lost him there. Yeah, there he is. Oh, whoa, he just appeared. That was cool.
That was cool. That was
all right, gentlemen. What I missed, because again, there are no notes.
That's okay. We'll get there.
Well, like,
man,
right? I feel like the notes only apply if it's something for all of us.
So, Silverton walks back. Are Colin and Hears and Rick 19 all in the room still talking?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think so. I mean, like, nothing happened to us while I was gone. I think so.
That's the biggest mystery around quantum medicine practice.
Yeah.
Are there any questions,
guys? they really are interested in Osharu biology. Let me tell you.
Hey. Hi. This is Silverton.
Kind of pops her head in. Rick 19.
Hey, Silverton.
Believe that's you.
Give us a moment just to see.
Yeah.
Hey, is this the moment where we should maybe take one of the crew members? I don't know if they're happening to be outside the door. Captive, hostage seems too extreme. Maybe captive is a better word.
Is the door closed? Can you close the door, Rick? Sorry. Silverton's like literally
right
there. Would
you mind closing that for me? Thank you.
Yeah, Silverton, can you close it? Thank you.
Do we want Dr. OK to join us?
And we wouldn't kidnap you, Silverton.
Hold one. And Rick steps aside.
Actually, Oak, would you mind... Silverton, sorry. We'll just be a minute.
Rick,
just close the door on him. Just close the door on Silverton.
Door closed.
Thanks.
Rick
God
pops
the
door open and says, I'm sorry. I need just one. Thing.
Oh, all right.
So, is this the time when we should maybe take one of them hostage and do some exploring?
Why are you jumping to that conclusion?
Our own?
I mean...
Is this a joke? I mean, there's like a lot of
it's
them
a,
here.
It's I'm a not, joke, but it's also a joke, kind right? of serious.
Listen,
I'm not sure.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
I
just don't like it right now.
All
right.
Well, hold on. What did you guys see that makes you so suspicious? What specifically are you alarmed about?
As someone who is about to go back there, I would like to know all of this.
Yeah.
Really, they just take you into a room and ask you a bunch of questions. I tried to bore them to death, but that didn't work.
Rick, come here. And he puts his hand on Rick's temple, Vulcan mind meld style, and uses, what's it called? Oh, what's the ability called? Mind link on Rick to show him exactly what he saw.
I didn't give him any of my fluids, by the way. Just FYI.
Same here. I didn't give him anything.
So is there something that should actually be alarming to Rick? Knowing that Rick is almost infatuated with the student. It's like he is blinded by how...
Just talk their ear off. Yeah, Rick tell gives them how much you love him.
This might not be the best thing, but I did tell them a vague overview of the events that we experienced.
Oh, yeah. I told them everything.
All right, me too.
So... Well, yeah.
Did you tell them about the puck that you have?
No, I didn't tell them that, Rick. By the way, I have a puck. Are you upset?
You have a puck?
Upset I didn't tell you. No, JK, that wasn't canon. Shut up.
Is there something of concern? Is there something I should watch for?
Nah.
Yeah, why you guys...
These people are not what they seem. I'm not sure if they're not stewards.
What?
If they are stewards, if they've got a hidden agenda. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark.
What makes you think that, though? What's Denmark?
Because you have gone back to
what's Denmark.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I don't get that reference.
It's a quote from a play. I'll get into it later.
Okay. Why do you think that, though?
Because the questions I keep asking, they've answered, but not all the way. They're hiding something.
Like what did you ask them?
What they were going to do with my blood.
Yeah, yeah, they did just say it was standard procedure. That's all they said. Yeah,
they're hiding behind procedure, but what is that procedure in service to?
I don't know.
All right, Rick.
I mean, they probably couldn't even find where my blood is if they tried.
Doc, is that unusual for them to not reveal those kinds of things? I know. Well, I guess.
Normally, you put your patient at ease by letting him know what's what, right?
Well,
right.
if the two of you say that's weird, then that is weird because you know what you're talking about.
Just one more moment. Sorry about that.
Lock the door, and then I'm just wondering.
Is there anything besides
the blood thing?
I think Rick might want to go and look for himself.
Yeah, but is there anything else?
Did you provide a blood sample?
No.
Dang it. No, I did not. I did not.
Rick, do you have blood?
But is that the only thing that's suspicious?
All right. It's your blood.
Hey, you get to decide what's... It's only your blood, but...
I don't remember exactly if androids have blood or if it's...
Does Rick have blood? Yeah, I don't even know.
That's why he's always murdering people, so he can replenish his...
You've got to fill up this, like, little...
It's Rick's blood. How he procured it is up to Rick.
This is my blood, okay?
Is this blood you were born with? This is blood in my possession. This is my blood.
Y'all need to get cool with some things real quick if I don't tell you the story.
Guys, I just want to caution everyone.
I have not heard anything to convince me that I shouldn't.
I sort of have to agree with Rick. That's not enough for us to freak out. And I know we've been through a lot of crazy stuff, and it's fine to be cautious, but let's not throw away potential allies.
We've been through nothing but crazy stuff in the last 2 days.
I know, yeah, but don't let that poison your
mind.
That's
where my head's
at. I get it. But
here,
but
you were back there. You did not give them your blood.
I didn't give them my blood.
What was your reason for not providing acceptance?
I'm also worried about giving them that. I don't know, Rick. It's one thing that I'd like to have a little more control over. I figured if they were grazed, they would know about the events that unfolded. So I told them that. So I have nothing really to lose by telling them that. I might have something to lose by giving them my blood. And I kind of figured that the doctor and Colin wouldn't do that either. So, you know what I mean? And you, I don't know what you got going on, so... I'm just saying, I agree with you, Rick. Let's step carefully here and not accuse them or recuse them. But it looks like it's your turn, man.
Mark,
but,
okay. I have a good
What?
Do you have any concerns?
What? Do I have what?
Oh my god.
What's concerns about them? Plenty.
Did they do something to your ears?
What happened?
yeah, but I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. They were polite enough. Just seems weird that they would lock off that part of this area for no. I mean, what's the reason? They didn't let us go very far. Bernice tried to sneak a peek. She saw a long hallway, and after the other hallway, I don't know what's back there or what, but
I really don't like John's grin right now.
John's heart at Bernice going by. That was just a good moment. I was like, wait, don't let Bernice come back. And it was like,
I was hoping they wouldn't notice.
Clever. Yeah.
Guys, what's the game plan? Should we meet back here after you're done, Rick, and then decide what further we should do?
Yeah, I mean, what choice do we have? Right. Is that or we start killing people?
Do you want us to go with you and wait outside, Rick?
We could say
storm in and
if you need help.
What if?
Yeah, if you're really worried, we'll be there for you.
What if we said that we needed that all our deals were very traumatic for our android friend here, and he's you know, he needs an emotional support friend.
He needs three emotional support friends, yeah. And we got to hold his hand.
Yeah,
fully armed.
Trauma is a real thing, and if these are real doctors, they should know. Yeah, I mean, new literature is coming out all the time about PTSD and stuff. You know.
Yeah,
we've been through a lot.
It's all right,
everyone just
it's
hold
a
each other's
killer.
Hand. Yeah, reaches out a hand and takes yours. By the way,
I have no reason not to trust them. This is the first time since we left Liberty Station that I.
Okay, then what are you asking me for? If if you trust these guys,
because Colin,
Rick,
seems absolutely shaken by what he saw. Even from what I saw in his own memory blast that he gave to me, I do not see anything of concern. I was wondering what you two would see back there that may be alarming.
Looks,
except that it asked
I just
for
think
blood,
it's,
which does not seem this
it's a little
strange
sus.
Since you asked for my blood when we first met.
Yeah, but that was I told you why.
I agree there's one weird thing, but I agree with Rick that there was nothing else that was weird, right? That's where I'm standing right
Rick,
now.
Rick, this is ultimately going to fall on you. Do you trust them enough to go with them by yourself, or would you like the rest of us to try to join you?
I have no concerns at this time, but if you do, I'll be trying to...
I'm going with Rick.
Best of luck. I'll see you on the other side.
That sounds ominous.
Stay with Colin here, or... discuss our shared experience behind that curtain.
All right,
maybe we follow you out just to see how they react.
I think that's a valid approach.
As you step out.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah, just gonna stretch my legs if that's all right.
Silverton has no. He's like,
I'm with you, Rick. Rick.
Go ahead and follow me.
Ooh.
I have my mouse, so I have to like.
Sorry, am I in your way? It's a narrow hallway, guys. I mean.
So everyone's walking down the hallway.
We're all going after all. All right. Yeah. All right. Don't split the party, everybody.
So.
I'm just going to shut up.
Stops.
Sylvania, how's it going?
Sylvania. Sylvania looks at Silverton and the fact that Rick 19 and Hears and Colin and Dr. OK and Bernice are all standing there. And she kind of just, okay, just nods. Silverton holds up their badge. And
then, I sort of imagine on the way over, we all donned like fake glasses and mustaches.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he did. Oh, hello. I'm
the Groucho Marx. Yes. Ones. Yeah.
All in exactly. Cedar Brent. And then Sylvania steps aside to let Silverton go through. And Silverton stops and turns around and then looks to see if Rick is going to come through.
He pauses and says, I am deathly afraid of needles and hoping that one of my friends.
That's me. I'm the friend.
Hey, here's, yeah, of course. I mean, you can just not have us take your blood if you are deathly afraid. That's
he fine. Has PTSD, and you should not just dismiss that, okay? You know, it's a very serious illness, and it's been underreported and under, you know, it's been misunderstood for a very long time, and I'm here for it.
I mean,
right? Okay. Only one of you can come back, so Rick 19, you're allowed to come back right now.
I'm going. The other them. Three of did you not hear you anything that we just said?
No,
no,
only one.
I
wait, why?
Because
what the?
Expertise.
Oh, okay.
It's the only reason. Otherwise, you are my best friend.
I mean, I'm right, happy to go save. Back. I can,
I guess.
I can
only
discuss.
Only one of you is going to come back, and it's going to be
with Dr. Noden. Just all about
following the rules.
I love the calm standoff.
Growing up,
yeah. I don't think you understand what's happening here. We've
you see Sylvania look over, and the door behind you, Dr. OK, opens up, and you see Red kind of walk over and say,
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
Oh, my God. Don't distract me with your coolness right now. I have to deal with something else.
Everything
right
going
now.
All right?
And
the security guy?
Yep.
All right.
We're just getting ready to go back, and Rick's going to talk with Dr. Noden's.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Rick just wanted to bring one of us along just for emotional support. There's no problem with that, right?
That's not my call to make, but I believe it's probably only one of you are supposed to go back at a time. That's the writ that I understand it to be.
I mean, who made that rule?
Dr. OK is my primary care.
Right, yeah.
I appreciate his opinion.
Okay. Dr. Noden's would just like to see Rick 19. She saw the other three of you. You all went through and kind of looks at the logs.
Yeah, but this is different.
Rick,
Silverton turns to you as Red is like not sure what to say.
Rick, if you need to take a little time to figure out when you can come, that's fine, but I can talk to Dr. Nodens, but it's gonna just have to be you. That's my understanding.
I believe the concern is that you are asking for reference samples and you don't really know the reason. Can you please explain what you want to do?
Yeah, so, well, one, none of you have given your blood.
Silverton's just like acknowledging that like there's something going on here. So he's like,
you haven't, so you don't need to. We literally just wanted to have your blood as part of our typical regimen of you've come into our steward's facility. We want to check you out and make sure that you're okay. If you don't want to give it, that's fine. And you haven't.
I mean, are we okay? I'm okay.
Just wanted to use our state of the art to figure it out. So, Rick, if you need to take some more time before you come, that's fine. But I think you can talk to the three of them. There was nothing going on here.
Why can't we all go back there? There's certainly
only one of you can
beds.
Go back there at the same time. Only one of you can go back.
But, I mean,
there at the same time.
There
we just
ask
Red walks back, Dr. OK, and shuts the door and walks back to where he's at.
Thank God he's gone. All right. What is the reason? That's all. We don't get answers. We just want a little bit of an answer. Because our friend is really, really upset.
I'm kind of concerned here.
What is the question that you're asking? I've told you what we use the blood for. And
No. That's not what I'm talking
why,
about.
Why can't about more than friend. One of us go behind the door? I mean, there's plenty of room back there, right?
I mean, yeah,
I just literally want to know the reason. Is it just like a protocol thing? Or
yeah.
Like, what's the protocol protecting? Yeah.
You are at a steward's special ops base, and you are asking me why the protocol that we are only allowed to authorize one person to go back. If there are others that need to go back at the same time, you will be allowed to, but this is a private secret area of the base, and as part of protocol, we need to keep that
secret.
Well,
I mean, I went with Bernice.
Yeah, that because the understanding is that the two of you can go in. That's not a problem.
How about this? Wait.
There's not really any negotiating here.
I have a small guy. He's very helpful. His name is Electivore. Could he go back with him? He's like kind of like a small rat-like creature with wings.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Right. There's just going to be one here that goes back.
But he's not that smart. I mean, believe me.
Okay.
Just got me dumb.
No, I'm talking about my Electivore, Rick, not you.
Oh,
that would only last for like 6 seconds, I thought.
yeah, I don't know how long they're going to last.
Stop telling me the rules and how much I forget them, all right? It's not fun. All right, anyway. Well, there's no arguing. I mean, literally, metagaming, we would have to like literally get into a battle at this point.
Well, like
we can't push them.
I think
Bernice should go
to metagame within the metagame. What if there is something wrong with our blood, and none of us know because we don't trust them?
I know. And then we,
God damn it, the conspiracies. John talked to you when you were back there.
John,
can we roll
the mysteries within
for that?
Mysteries? I love hate this game.
I'm gonna roll.
What you just said, Will. I think having Bernice, like getting permission for Bernice to join me, that'll give you eyes and ears.
Yeah,
it's a really good idea.
Yeah. I would like Bernice to join me.
It's just a briefcase. Just a briefcase. Case. Don't even mention. Yeah.
And he just picks her up.
I did just have Dr. OK. That's very funny, Rick, but I did just have Dr. OK in with his compatriot. So I
God
know
dang
that
it.
Bernice is actually a drought. But if you need to bring Bernice in, sure, that's fine. OK,
what can Bernice go out of lecture for?
Anyway, John, could call and roll a medicine check and figure out if we're supposed to
a
have
a drone that is controlled by the doctor or a wild creature that is summoned.
It's controlled by me.
I don't know, man. Summoned. It's a good question.
They just
yeah. Okay.
But you know what I'm saying, right? Like
sure.
Yeah, we should anyway, metagaming, I think you should try that, Colin, maybe. Just you know, just say
what am I doing?
About the blood thing.
All right.
Your question.
So
like you could roll a medicine check and be like, hey, should we check about the blood? Would it have been better if we gave them our blood? That kind of thing. That's all. Anyway, go ahead, John. Yeah.
All right, Rick. Is that all right with you? I don't want to disrespect the experiences that you're having. So would it be familiar and comforting for you to have Dr. Okatis's drone come with us?
Yes, it would. And like I said, he picks up Bernice and he's going to look at the three of you, like one at a time, and kind of just nod. Like, this is the last chance to stop me from going. And he's likely going to give blood.
He's likely going to what?
He's likely going to give them the blood sample.
Why?
He's got no reason to think otherwise.
Yeah.
And he trusts the stewards. Like, he truly trusts stewards.
All right.
Well, then.
Silverton slowly puts their thumb back and the door. You hear it unlock. And then you hear it open. And you see it open, too.
We'll be right behind this door.
I just saw Shay.
Hold on, Kelly. Silverton steps forward, and does Bernice step forward? I'm going to give I'm going to pause the game, and I'm going to give Kev control of Bernice.
Well, don't give Kev control of Bernice.
Why not? So you can see what's going on.
What?
I mean, you will still have control of Bernice.
Yeah,
you'll both have control of Bernice.
Control of Rick right now.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Okay, so I will unpause the game. So do you walk through? Rick and Bernice?
Rick, carrying Bernice, steps to the door while looking back at them.
You should drop her.
Okay. Here's
you are no longer here, Dr. Okay.
That's her walking around.
If you need anything, just call us. We're right here for you, all right?
The door is shut. You're talking to Sylvania. But before the door shut, John, you did see Shay and walking down the hall. And then behind that, you saw the Vlaka standing at the other end of the hall.
My new possible friend.
And Silverton stops at the door. Rick 19, you see a long hallway about 50, 60 feet. You see it turns at the corner. There are three doors, two on the right and one at the very end. Silverton stops at the first one and reaches over, uses their thumb to unlock the door. And then the door opens and they step in and let you walk in. You see Shay walk up to Silverton and say,
"Hey, is everything going all right?"
Silverton's like,
yep, it is. It's all good.
And the Rick, as you're walking in, maybe you see the Vlaka start to turn and walk back down the far hallway. What do you do?
I think we just follow Silverton.
Well, Silverton stepped over to the side to let you walk in first. Yeah.
He just kind of knocked it, right?
Okay.
Hey, Rick. It's good to see you.
You too, Shay. I hope you're doing.
Yep. Certainly am.
Have you had your blood checked?
Have I had my blood checked?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had my blood checked before.
Before?
I mean, since you've returned from Optimus America.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is there anything concerning?
If there was, I have not been told yet. We literally just got back yesterday.
I think Rick is going to kind of nudge Bernice to go in the room, and he's going to step down the hallway and just whisper to Shay, and he's just going to say, like, "This is a steward's place." Yeah.
Why are we whispering? Silverton is like waiting.
Yeah, it's a steward's place.
And he like looks at his own insignia. Yeah.
I know, I did the same thing. I sucked with my sense
of humor. And I got a natural one. That's awesome. And you just go, "Oh, okay, great."
You're like, "Wow, that is shiny. That's good." All right.
All right. I think this kind of patched Shay on the arm.
Rick, text me if you have any concerns. Rick, come back. Just shoot me a message if you have anything. All right.
At that point, he's going to lean in and say, like, "I'll be honest, I have no concerns at this time."
Okay, no concerns. Okay, got it. All right. Well, if they want to message me, that's fine too. I was already talking with here's a bit. Let him know that I'm still working on his armor.
Were you guys talking about that puck that he has that he won't tell me about?
Sorry, Rick.
Yeah, so shit. Yeah. He's gonna turn away from Shay and
yeah. Get into the room. As you, maybe I can picture it, as you're about to walk into the room, you kind of look back down the hallway towards where Shay's going. Shay's walking to the door at the very end of the hallway. And when Shay walks in, for a brief second, you see this like pulsing blue light, and then the door closes. And you walk into the medical bay. State of the art. Seems like it's a very well-crafted, well-equipped medical bay to deal with a lot of ailments and diseases. Pretty high technology there. Do you move in, Barry 19? I don't want to move for you. Okay. It should be open.
Okay. Do I have to open doors? Have you opened doors? I'm confused on how that works.
You can open doors.
Yeah,
as long as you're not. Okay. As you walk in, we're going to pause there for a second. Here's Colin and Dr. OK. What are the three of you doing?
Trying to talk to Sylvania, crack jokes at Sylvania to get her to smile.
She doesn't talk. But she kind of... Most of your jokes land flat. The jokes don't hit her funny bone like that one that you gave. What are Colin and Here's doing?
I mean, Here's is just waiting outside. His like antenna like kind of perked up.
Okay.
He's kind of moving around, and he's just waiting to help for if Rick. Anything can happen. He doesn't think anything will happen because nothing happened to us, but just in case. You know?
Yeah. And Colin?
I think Colin, knowing he's going to be in there a while and that he's got good support in Dr. OK and Hears is going to explore somewhere else.
Okay. Where does he go to explore?
He's going to go to... Did you say there was a gym over here?
There is a gym. It's right here.
Cool. Colin's going to go to the gym.
Okay.
He's going to put on his workout armor and go to the gym.
Workout armor. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
Cool. See who he sees in there, which I think is nobody.
Doctor, okay.
Is nobody in the gym?
When you walk in the gym, you do see Kaneko in the corner. Kaneko turns and sees you and goes, Colin, I've been wanting to talk with you.
Doctor, okay.
Nope.
Kaneko
in the gym with the lead pipe.
Yeah.
Just who I've been waiting for, Colin.
Just perfect. Perfect.
Dr. OK, your micro lab, do you have it on you at all times?
Yes.
Okay. It starts whatever notification you receive, whether it's haptic or audible, whatever you want. It starts flashing as if there was a notification.
Oh, my God.
We'll come back to that in a second. Rick 19, you are in the room.
A deep pile of shit.
And you are in the room. Silverton is talking, is like stepping past you. And as you come in, he says, all right, go and take a seat. You see five beds everywhere. Quality beds. Could definitely sleep in them for hours. Go ahead and take a seat anywhere. I'm just going to get the stuff for a quick exam, and then you'll be talking with Dr. Nunes in just a second. And you hear, oh, is that Rick 19? Are you here? Steps out. Rick, oh, and hello, companion of Dr. OK's. Hello, how are you doing? Rick, it's good to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you as well, Doctor.
Okay, great.
And he sits up on the
should we have bed. Should we have our headphones off for this?
You're already. All right, so, Rick, this is going to be pretty easy. Nothing to be too worried about. Silverton's just going to do a quick exam, just a physical exam. And then if it's all right, we're going to ask for your consent to get some of your fluids. So then that way we can use them to make sure that you're okay and log that you've been here and everything else. So pretty standard. And then you and I are going to chat, and we'll just answer a couple of questions, and we'll go from there. Will.
Can I look at my microlab and let Bernice know that I see something on my microlab?
Let's get to that in just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Is that all right? So Dr. Noden steps back and says, I'm just going to finish wrapping up some notes, and we'll be ready in just a minute. You see over Rick that there's an open door in the southeast corner of the room. That is likely where you're going to go chat with Dr. Nodens. Silverton does a pretty typical checkup of you, just bumping your knee goes out, checking your eyesight, maybe checking your circuits. I think Silverton's probably pretty familiar with Android physiology. Yeah, 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 fluke. Hey, man, you passing signal everywhere you need to?
All right. Productivity's good.
Yeah.
Dr. OK, when you look at your microlab, it seems like there's a notification about Rick 19.
What?
Going back into the medical center, Rick 19, Silverton is getting ready. He's checked you and he says, all right, so do you mind if I go ahead and take some of your fluid? Is that all right? Your blood, essentially?
Rick not knowing about what's happening with Dr. OK. Says, sure.
And puts his arm out. Great. Okay. And Silverton begins to open one of the panels in your arm, pull up some of your circuitry, some of the coolant, and begins to take some of your fluid.
Don't do it. Okay.
Dr. OK, you...
If there's something wrong with Rick and I need to stop it, Bernice is going to come out blasting.
She just pulls a switchblade. Starts
stabbing. You're not a robot! I got you.
She's like, just, gah! Like,
robots unite!
Dr. OK, you see that Rick 19 has had something, a marker, pop up in his blood. You're looking through your history. What... I don't know how often you take their blood. Probably not every day, but it was probably when you were on Outpost Omicron, healing them, getting attuned to them with the microlab, right?
Yeah.
So it was fine that you see some sort of nanocytes. A little surprising, but you think, oh, Rick's had some
Just had some work done.
Done some like strange thing. Like, yeah, just like, you know, you think about some things that have happened and you're like, okay, so there's some nanocytes and odd, but like not unusual in the packed world. And beyond.
I didn't take the nanocytes on Omicron. I was the one that didn't take them.
I slid a hand checked my way out of it.
You got them from somewhere else.
What you think is odd, Dr. OK, and I'm imagining this as we're watching a slow zoom in on Silverton pulling blood and fluid from Rick 19. And we're getting closer and seeing the fluid itself. And we're seeing it moving through your system with all the vascular intent. You see, Dr. OK, that Rick 19's blood not only has nanocytes in it, but it also has Yasoki DNA. And that's our game.
What the
f***,
man?
What? He, like, consumes his victims or something? And then, like, repairs their properties?
Nah, that's it?
It's Rick's blood. Kind of cool, actually.
We didn't ask where it came from.
That's true. He's like Kirby. He can just, like, inherit their powers and shit.
He's a Kirby. That's it. He's definitely a Kirby. Yeah.
He's Kirby.
Oh my god.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, you and me both, but
Yasoki DNA.